when Simon Shin Samach Gibel, we're up to Lamed Beis, and we'll be doing Sifim Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel. Zeh Shir Sharnu Lamud Lechi Ben Saham Mavui. That halacha, that let's say you have a large mavui, you can go and only put a lechi in half of it, and then only carry in that part. Hu adin lahamid kora ben samavui. You can put a kora in the middle of the mavui as well. V'chol ze b'yesh, now says the mechaber, v'chol ze b'yesh ba'osa chotzer mavui hamukshur toris mavui. Shaloi, what you need is all the tnoim of a mavui for that half alone. If you're going to go ahead and be machshir a half a mavui, then that has to have the dinim of a half a mavui. Shelo ye arko pachas mi arba ames. It cannot be that it is not 4 amas long. Shei arko yeser al rochbo. It's got to be that the length is more than the width. Vishiu batim vachatzeres psuchim letocho. You need batim and chatzeres open to it. Halav hachi tzorich pas mashu mikan upas mashu mikan o pas dalot betzar echad. Otherwise, you cannot use the hechsher of a mavui. Then it'll get the dinim of a chotzer, where you need either 2 pasim mashu or a pas dalet. So the rule is that regardless of what the area looks like in its entirety, if all you're doing is cordoning off one part and putting a lechi on it in order to carry over there, then that area itself must have all the characteristics of a mavui, which include the dimensions. It's got to be that it can't be, it cannot be that the rochav is more than the orach. It cannot be an orach of less than 4 amas, and it has to have batim and chatzeres that are open to it. Sif lamed gimel, mavui shu rochav chaf amas. Yes, by the way, the Mishnah Brura does speak out. We had a case previously in the Mechaber of a long mavui where what they did was they made a hechsher on one half of it and then the other half of it, and the halacha that they all have to make a shituf together. The Mishnah Brura says that in such a case where they actually have 2 lechayayim or 2 koras, whatever, he says that you do not need all the tnoim of a mavui in each half. There they will be mitzdarf, since we look at it as one mavui. Sif lamed gimel. Mavui shurach of chaf amis. So we have a problem. The halachi is that a lechi or a korah do not work for more than a pesach of 10 amis. Here we have a pesach of 20. What do you do? So you could easily make a tzuras ha-pesach. We said a tzuras ha-pesach works for more than 10. For some reason, you don't want to make a tzuras ha-pesach. So what do you do? O se pas roch of dalit amis. You take a pas of 4 amis. Umamido be'emtza, and you put it in the middle. You put it down parallel to the walls of the chotzer, of the mavui. That is, in other words, what you're doing is it's as if you're splitting up this mavui in its width. Right, so you're putting a third wall in there, it widthwise. V'choshev kol tzad mitzini apas kamavui b'fnei atzmo. Since it's dalar amis, we give it a shem kosel. We no longer call it a lechi. We call it a kosel. So if you have a kosel in the middle of it, that can break it up into ki'ilu, it's 2 mavois. And then what do you do? And then you could do the tikkun for each side. Kevin she'orech ha'pas dal ramis. V'yitin korah barosho. You have to put a korah on each head. V'tzorech lizar shtei ha'korah munachas al ha'pas otol gimel tfachim. It's got to be sitting on the pas or within 3 tfachim of it. V'tzar shib, yes, so that for example, if the pas is low and you put a korah from one outer wall to the other and it goes over the pas, that's not good enough. It's got to be that the korah sits on the pas. V'tzar shib b'chol movi mishnai meilu shapas mavzik b'neim batim v'chatzeres psuchim utolcho. And since you're creating ki'ilu, you have here 2 mavois, each mavui has to have batim v'chatzeres open to it. V'chol t'noi mavui. The rest of it. So let's say I have a mavui that is 30 amis long, and I went ahead and for 10 amis of it, for 4 amis of it, I put in a wall. What about the rest of it? Yesh lo din mavui akum. It's considered like a mavui akum, a mavui in the form of a ches. Here too, I have an entrance here, and a ches. Shere elu shnei amavolis nitzakmim ubeemtze psuchim b'shnei rashem l'rishus harabim. At one end they're open to the rishus harabim, at the other end they're open to one another. That's the din of a mavui akum, where a mavui bends in order that someone standing in the middle not think that this does not have a tikkun. What you're supposed to do is make a tikkun at the bend. Hagav yesh omrim de ein lo din mavui akum elm ken yesh min apasat koslim soy yosim ram me eser ames. He says that unless there is 10 ames all the way to the end, from the end of this pas dalid to the end of the chatzar, if you don't have 10 ames there, then there's no need for a tzuras haPesach. Now, Lamaisa, we said that this pas has to have the din of a kosel, has to be considered a wall, and it has to be 10 tefachim high, therefore. The Mishnah Berurah adds that you'll need a lechi, that the same halacha, you will need a tikkun in the middle of this mavi akum, which means you'll have to put up a tzuras haPesach down at the very bottom. Now, lemaisa, how do we hold in this halacha? The ikar adin is like the first day, that even if it's not 10 tefachim, you need a tzuras haPesach like a mavi akum. However, the bir halacha brings Reb Kiva Eger, who brings Rishonim that hold that a mavi akum doesn't need a tikkun inside. And says the Mishnah Berurah that when you have the siruf of these two things, of course you're going to be makel. That means we have a Sufik Mavi Yakum over here. Some say that unless it's 10 Amis, it's not a Mavi Yakum. And in Mavi Yakum Gufa, we have a Machlokas if you need a Tzuras HaPesach. So over here, you could be Mekel, that you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach on the bottom.